Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we'll be joined by the driver of the 29 Superstock, Jeff Kraus. We'll also hear from Corey from Byers Racing Engines, IRA and World Outlaw Sprint Car driver Bill Rose, and a little more from our friend Josh at Rhino Ag right after a few words from our sponsors.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Hi, Jeremy here from Owatonna Auto Clinic. We know when it comes to your vehicle maintenance, you have a lot of options. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to find an honest, reliable auto shop. That's where we come in. Locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic, with a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service at a reasonable price. Our technology, education, expertise provide you with the best car care imaginable. For an appointment, call 414-AUTO or 414-2886.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom diecast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Misgan.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Superstock driver Jeff Kraus. And Jeff, growing up, what did race night mean to you at Viking Speedway in Alexandria?
Well, it was all I thought about during the week. Every day of the week was going to the races, I think, probably since my dad started racing back in 1979. I was born in 1978, so obviously when I was that young, I didn't quite know what was going on. But back in the day, it wasn't a whole lot of racing going on. All I ever thought about was Saturday night going to races to watch my dad. Obviously, I had to sit in the stands. He had to be 16-year-old to get the pit, so that's all I thought about. Help my dad work on the car and in the garage, and rainouts killed the guy. I think I went home and started crying when it rained out, but Saturday nights, that's all we did. We wanted to go to Viking Speedway and watch my dad. That's all I ever thought about growing up when I was younger.
As you said, your dad, Larry, raced 1979 through 1997 in the Sportsman and Superstock class and was inducted into the Viking Speedway Hall of Fame. That has to make you proud that you got to be a part of his career.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just being able to look up to somebody who obviously had a great career. And my dad didn't do a whole lot of traveling. He pretty much just ran Viking Speedway. We went to I-94 Sox Center a few times, an Outlaw Speedway up there by Fergus. He did go down to Cedar Lake a couple times, maybe out to the Jamestown Stampede at the end of the year. But, you know, for the most part, he was just strictly race Viking Speedway. He did also race back in 1970 and 71. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of that. He was, like, obviously about 18, 19 years old. He ran for a couple years then. Then he went into the military, into the Army, so there went 4 years there, too. So when he got back from Alaska and, you know, got settled down and had a family, and he got back into racing, too. So, but just being able to follow somebody's footsteps, and then the flip side of it's your dad, too, and be able to watch him until 1997 and involved. And he ran Superstock for 2 years before I took over for him, so I think that definitely helped my career. And then just being around the car all the time, and we're pretty much my dad and myself, and it's kind of a family-ran deal. And like I said, we basically get a chassis, and we build everything ourselves. My dad can put motors together, and we do the body work. We do a lot of the stuff as well.
Growing up around racing, you learned a lot about maintenance on a 350 motor yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I tell people that I was probably 9, 10 years old, and I was torquing heads on a motor and putting rocker arms in and putting pistons in and torquing crankshafts in 350 Chevrolets, where a lot of kids are probably outside kicking soccer balls around or playing baseball, and I did that as well. But being able to learn all that stuff, it's priceless. Be able to walk up to a 350 Chevy and start taking apart. And it actually happened one time. I got tore down out in Aberdeen 1 year. And, of course, my dad or my crew chief wasn't with. And fortunately enough, I knew how to tear the motor apart and take it apart. So it's nice knowing. And it's also nice to do a lot of the maintenance yourself and save a ton of money. And, you know, you don't have to take a motor out and bring it down to the engine builder and wait for it for a week or two or a month. And, you know, we can do a lot of stuff set ourselves. Being around racing and all the maintenance, being young to now, has definitely helped out my racing career.
The old number 29 Chevelle that was displayed at the fair, that is pretty cool that that piece of history is still around.
Yes, absolutely. When they asked us to put that at the fair, and it kind of been in retirement for a while. I last drove it in 1993 when I was just starting to get going. I was 16 at the time, and it was kind of that merging with the Superstock and the Sportsman's, I was 1995. My dad ran it in 93, and then I ran it in 1995 before my dad got the Superstock. So I was kind of the last one to run it, and then we brought it out of retirement to get my cousin John Krausbone, who's running the Superstock now. He ran it as a pure stock. We just wanted to get him some time, and there was people coming down in the pits afterward just looking and staring at the car and saying, "Is this the actual car that your dad raced?" Yeah. The same one that my dad raced, the same one Dennis Bitson drove for all those years. And it's probably on the top five most historic cars at Viking Speedway. I mean, the history of Viking Speedway, and that's going back a lot of years. It's cool to have that car around. We had to take the tranny out of it last year to put it in my street stock, so it's not quite moving yet, but still got a motor in it, and it still sits down there. And my dad's going to get her going again just because he wants to have it able to move and operate. And it's pretty cool that we got that car back. And it's crazy that the stories and people that come down when they see that car, and it's got a lot of history in it.
In 1997, it was your turn to take the wheel of the Superstock. What do you remember about those first few races?
I was obviously pretty nervous. I got to drive the car once in 1996. Viking Speedway was NASCAR back in the day. They weren't with Soda yet, so the late models came to town in 1996. I can't remember if it was the Lucas or the Havoc Tampa or what they called them back then, but the Wasodas sanctioned the Superstocks that night. It wasn't track points, so I ran my dad's car and got a few laps in there. And then, you know, always back in the day, there always used to be hot laps, too. So I'd get the hot lap of Superstock. And I grew up running enduro cars for 2 years. And in 1995 and 96, we built an enduro car. And I went over to Herman and Morris, and I ran enduro car for a little bit. And one of the reasons why that was, my dad said, you need to get used to traffic. Well, when you're in an enduro race, you're used to traffic and other cars. There'd be 50, 60, 70 cars out there at once. So I did that for 2 years, and then I took over for my dad right after that. So, I mean, I was young. You know, I was 18 or 19, and was racing against a bunch of veterans. So it was a great learning experience, and it's fun to do. And, you know, I grew up racing on the big half mile, which I think benefited me. I was used to the speed. And Viking Speedway, it's a fast track, but it's wide, and you can stay out of the trouble for the most part. And, you know, it's good to, you know, get my feet wet those first few years at Viking Speedway.
For you personally, what makes Superstock so special?
Well, a lot of it's kind of the middle of the road class. It's the best class financially in Wissota. I ran a street stock full-time last year. I know what that costs. I know what a super stock costs. And I've heard what late models and modified costs. And then the flip side is, you know, you got guys, you know, Dave Boss, Tim Johnson, and Shane Zabrowski, and Kirk Myers, and now you got Kevin Burdick coming up. And, you know, even all the local guys we had around here, your John Steppens and your Larry Lungs and your Cooks, you got all these guys that have been in the class for so long, and we compete against each other for 20 years. And I don't think you get that in a lot of the other classes where you get the rivalries going. And like this past year at the Wissota 100, and me and Tim Johnson were going at it, and then Moss is up there, and you had all these guys that have been in Superstocks for so long, and then all of a sudden you get them all in the same track and racing in the top six. It's a pretty special class, and I think we put on a really good show at the 100 this year, and I just think the Superstock, they're just competitive. We've had the same engine package for pretty much 20 years. The cars really haven't changed, and it's just a good competitive class, and there's just a lot of good drivers in the class. It's just fun, and big thing is I think there's a lot of rivalries in our class as well.
To be able to do what you're doing with your dad and then add in your wife and two kids, what an incredible experience. And also to be able to race literally right in the heart of your hometown with your family, that has to be an incredible overall experience.
Yeah, it is for sure. And sometimes my wife, it's hard to give her the credit, but you have to give it to my wife, Tracy. And like I said, I got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old and 12-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. And actually have to go to a tennis meet today for my daughter and school and stuff like that. But with my job, and I'm pretty much hockey in the winter and racing in the summer. My summer is a little bit more flexible. But like you said, my shop's at my dad's house, and he works on the car all the time. He drives the hauler to the track. I ran 38 shows this year, and he only missed one. We ran between the two cars last year. I had over 100 features in with a street stock and a super stock. My dad did not miss a race. So it's nice having him around and the family, and my daughter really likes racing. My son's starting to get into it. My mom's texting after every race, how'd you do, how'd you do, and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to have a family-oriented racing team.
Jeff, your car is just awesome. The black nose, the sleek body. You have to be excited just to have the opportunity to drive a car like that.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, pretty much we've kept the red and the white colors, and you know, add some black in here and then keep that number 29 going in the family. And even, you know, all of a sudden we got my cousin John driving our super stock too, is keeping that tradition going, you know, with family. And like you said, just being able to drive the 29 car, because it's, especially at Viking Speedway, you get people come down. And even we were down in Montevideo when I won the point title down there last year, some guy came down and said, God, I remember seeing this car back in the 80s at Viking Speedway. I mean, your dad driving it. So it's crazy the stories you get just seeing the 29. And everybody knows, you see a red, white, and black 29 car, you know that's the Kraus, and you know that's a Viking Speedway. So it's pretty cool to be part of that tradition and keep it going.
Is the 2011 season still your favorite racing memory? And what are some of the highlights that make that season so special?
Yeah, we were just actually talking about that. One of my guys had said something about the 2011 season really stuck out. I think the main thing that stuck out there, point championship, when it was at Viking Speedway, to do that, and it was always something I wanted to do. When I started racing, I used to always miss 2-3 nights every year because I was trying out for hockey teams or playing hockey. Or then when I got into coaching, I was always gone a couple weekends every year. So up until about 2008, 2009, I was never ever able to run for a track championship. I had already raced for 10, 12 years, and I could never run for a track championship because I was always gone. So you know, I think the year before I had got second or third, and then Scott Van Zeezen went on a run there where I was getting second to him for a couple of years. But I think the main thing that sticks out, that was my first ever track championship, and it was at Viking Speedway. And I won 15 features that year. I won 10 out of 18 features at Viking Speedway that year. I won the Jerry Kluver Memorial. I won the Viking Speedway Fall Classic that year. So there was just a lot of big races, and just to be so dominant at Viking Speedway. And then actually my dad in 1987 won 9 out of 13 features at Viking Speedway in the Sportsman when he won the championship. And I always joke with him, I was kind of a goal of mine, is I wanted to win 10 races at Viking Speedway so I could beat him. And I did that, and I joke with him every once in a while about that. But it was just one of those seasons that everything went right. I won all the big shows at Viking Speedway. I won the track championship. I won the Jerry Kluver Memorial Superstock race, which was just a huge race back then. And then obviously the FYE Fall Classic was in Viking Speedway to win that too. It was just kind of one of those, I wouldn't call it a perfect season, but one of those seasons where you won all the good stuff. And I think I got 7th in national points that year. The first time I've ever finished in top 10 in national points. So it was kind of a dream season, so to speak.
You finished 3rd in points in the Superstock division at your home track in Alexandria. Those are some talented guys to race with every single night.
Yeah, it is. I think this year our car counts are down a little bit. Average about 10 or 12. Or the year last year, we had a real good car count. But, you know, Trevor Sauer, Matt Miller, and Jason Cook, we battled all year. And then, you throw in some of the younger guys, you know, like my cousin, a couple other younger guys that are getting their feet wet, too. And I think they're some of the best of the business. I think you see Trevor Sauer had a very successful Wissota 100. Matt Miller made the show at the 100. And I know Jason Cook wasn't at the 100. But, man, it's been like that for years. Scott Danzisen used to run a Superstock. John Steffen ran a Superstock. And there was always multiple guys. If you came to Viking Speedway, it was hard to win because the locals are so good there. So it's a great group of guys, and I was leading the points pretty much all year. And Trevor Sauer had a 2-point lead on me, and I finished the year with 2 DNFs. I got a flat tire one night and ended up breaking something in the rear end the following night. So it's kind of one of those deals where, hey, yeah, if you want to win the points, you got to be consistent, and it's racing. You know, you're going to break stuff, and, you know, hey, Trevor Sauer had a great year, and, you know, he deserved to win the championship.
Also this season, you won the feature on the final points night and wrapped up the track championship at Fiesta City. Another consistent year there.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I-94 dropped the Supers, find a place to run. And I ran down in Fiesta down in the days, but new track configuration down there. It was a fun season down there. We had a real good battle. There's John Tullickson and a couple of the other locals down there run very strong. We got a few wins under our belt down there, and that last night was pretty special. I won the heat, and I won the feature, and I clinched the track championship down there. And it was my first ever track championship at Mad Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo. So I've won one at Viking, I've won one at KRA, I've won one at I-94. So it was good to win at a track where we run weekly and to wrap up a championship. And like I said, you get one at Viking Speedway, and now we kind of made it a goal. We want to make sure we try to get track championships at all these tracks we run weekly.
2019, you picked up 9 feature wins along with 5 clean sweeps, including one on June 30th. With the competition you talk about, clean sweeps are hard to come by.
Yeah, they're really hard to come by, and especially at some of these tracks, it gets so tough. You draw in the back of a heat race, and you know, you draw in the back of a heat race like down at KRA, and all of a sudden you got Shane Tabraski in front of you and Dexton Cook, and the same thing at Montevideo or wherever you go. The competition's very tough. So I started off the season really well. I won the opener at Viking at KRA and Montevideo, and then I think we won a couple more in there, and just kind of fighting the car through the middle of the summer, and I think we kind of got it back towards the end of the year and picked up a few more wins, and like I said, wrapped up that championship. And then I think I wish the season would have kept going on a little bit, because I think how the 100 went and where our car was at the end of the year, it would have been nice to race a little bit more. But overall, yeah, we had a very fun and exciting, and like I said, I wish we could have got a few more wins, but we'll take our 9 feature wins and move on for next year.
So you were coming on strong at the end of the season. We should have kept this racing season going right up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, with the weather we had here the last month or so, I don't think that would happen with all the rain. And now with the big snowstorm coming this week, I don't think that'd be happening. But we kind of look at momentum. It's kind of like my hockey season last year, too. We were playing the best hockey at the end of the year, knocked off the number one seed, and getting into the playoffs deeper and deeper and deeper. Sometimes you want the season to keep going, but it makes you fuel the fire a little bit more over the course of the winter and keeps that excitement going to take some time off and get ready for next season.
You also crossed something off your bucket list this season, your first ever Wissota 100.
I just was never able to run the Wissota 100. I did 2 Wissota 100s when there was in Aberdeen. I never made a feature, and that was back when you get 70, 80 cars, a little bit different story. And then one year I had to go out to Huron to get my 30 bonus points for the Nat. That was actually 2011 to get my bonus points. We went out there for one day, ran a heat, ran the qualifier, ran the Race of Champions, and came home. I just had to get my bonus points, and I had to work with hockey. And now since it moved to I-94 makes it a little bit easier to make the show and be there. And last year, I couldn't run full-time. We had a hockey game on Friday, and I got in with my street stock right away on Wednesday, but had motor problem with my Supra on Wednesday, and then I got in a crash in the heat on Friday, so I didn't gain enough points last year. But this year was pretty special. I've been racing super stocks for 22 years, and I've never been in a Wasota 100A feature. I told that to Bill Engelstad and Phil Merton, and there was a couple other Wasota board members I was talking to, and they couldn't believe it. They said, "You've never been in a Wasota 100. I said, "Other than I was in my street stock last year in an A feature, but I wanted to be in the super stock A features. I've never been in one up until this year. It was pretty surreal, not only for me, but my dad was super excited too, and not only just to get in the A feature, but to win that qualifier on Wednesday. I think that's the second hardest race to win all year, other than the Wasota 100. You know, I won that qualifier on Wednesday, and I started on the pole for the Wasota 100, which is it's pretty special. I don't care who you are, or if it's your first Wasota 100 or your 100th Wasota 100. Start on the pole for my first ever Wasota 100 was pretty surreal, and it was, like I said, not only for me, but my pit crew. I got one of my pit guys who actually started pitting for my dad back in 1991, and he still pits for me now. Well, obviously, one of my good friends, Blair George, has been pitting with me since 1997, so I've had some of the same crew guys for all these years, too, and it was just fun, just to qualify Wednesday and know that we were on the pole for the 100 and you know, put us in a good spot to win the 100. So it was an absolutely awesome weekend for us.
Finishing ninth in Wasota Superstock National Points, are you satisfied with the 2019 season as a whole?
Overall, I am. It's tough. You get, Burdick and Myers and Moss and Sprasky and Searing, and it goes on with the names that you have up there. And you got to be on top of your game every single week. And I think we only have 37 or 38 shows in this week. The majority of that was just due to the rainout. Montevideo and KRA Speedway, we didn't get started down there till Memorial Day, where a lot of those guys, they were racing in April and May. The year before, we went down to Deer Creek in April 2 years ago. So it was just kind of the weather kind of set us back a little bit and not getting a lot of racing in early on. But, you know, to get 36 or 37 shows, get 9 wins, and it's always a goal. Yeah, I'd love to win that national championship 1 year, but able to get 9th in national points again. And I think the big thing was with our year was ending the way we did with the Wasota 100. Winning that qualifier, and if I went to had motor issues in the 100, I think I would have been that connector with Kurt Myers once I got back up into second. I had a tough start, fell back, and I think we had the fastest car on the track, and like I said, had some motor issues those last 5 laps at the 100. So I think how the season went, 9th in national points, getting our first ever track championship at Fiesta, and then having a very, very successful Wasota 100. Yeah, I think definitely 2019 was a great year for us.
You've talked about running street stocks. You are a very talented street stock driver. Street stocks and stock cars in North Iowa, they are awesome to watch. That is a great class.
It is, and we had a lot of fun in the street stocks. It wasn't anything that we wanted to do. My dad had built a car for a family here in town, and we had got the car done, and they started racing it. They ran into some financial issues, and Craig Hillman from the Dairy Queen here in town decided to buy out that car, and he bought it for us and decided, hey, here, you guys can run it for a year and a half. And like I said, it wasn't something we were looking to do, and he was going to sell it, and then he said, you know what, run it all this year. And so that was a good thing about it, that we just had some time into it, not a whole lot of money, and he kind of flipped the bill and owned the car, and we ran it for a full year last year. And that class was a lot of fun. We ranked KRA Speedway weekly last year, and the top 5 in national points were at KRA Speedway every night last year. Myself, Justin Vogel, Kyle Dykoff, Justin Tam, and Ryan Satter, we all ran KRA Speedway last year, and all 6 of us at times duking us out for the win. And then we'd go down to Fiesta City Speedway, and I'd have to meet Vogel there, too, and come back to Pike Speedway and race against Vogel there, too, and Satter would come down. And that class was a lot of fun. We battled, and it was a lot of work running 2 cars, but you know, we had a lot of fun. I have my dad and Dustin Olson, another full-time pit guy of mine. They were working on the cars every day last year, and that class is just a lot of fun. It's very competitive. I wish it was a little bit more affordable, and we'd probably keep doing it. But the class, and like you said, the stock cars down there and some hobby stocks and the Wasota street stocks are very competitive. And I think the fans, they know when those cars pull on the track. We had some people from Montana came down to the Wasota 100 last year and said, oh, we love watching you guys battle in the street stock class down at KRA. So it was kind of cool to see that there was other people that realized that those classes are competitive and fun to watch.
DQ of Alexandria, you just mentioned him as a sponsor, and they just received a big award.
Yes, he did. Craig Hillman's been sponsoring me since 2012 now and been a huge part of my racing program with his sponsorship and his hard work. And, hey, Craig, I got to use your truck to go get some fuel. Hey, no problem, no problem. And then, like I said, he owned my street stock and big sponsor on my super stock. And, yeah, he just won a big corporate sales award through Dairy Queen Corporate for hitting a sales number for his career. So it was kind of a big thing. There's only three people in the whole country that got that award this year. So we went over and took a little picture and did a little car show over at Dairy Queen. So it's kind of cool for him to see the rewards too and getting his name known corporately through Dairy Queen. And everybody knows the DQ Grill and Chill 29 car too. So I think they know if they're going to go get some ice cream, then they know where to go.
During the off season, if you can really call it that, you are the head coach of the Alexandria Blizzards hockey team. Have the boys come out to watch you race?
Yeah, actually they have. We start right around Labor Day, so they come out and watch me there. And then at the end of the season here a little bit, a couple of them drove up to the Wissota 100. And actually, Carter Reeland, who I believe is 7th or 8th in national points in the Hornet class, he's one of my players. He got racing this year. And he has been a longtime friend, and his cousin's a crew member for Travis Sauer. I'm sure everybody knows Travis Sauer from Elizabeth, Minnesota. He's been racing forever, hundreds and hundreds of wins. So Carter, he was pitting for him for a little bit, and then he knows Jake Smith and Brittany Smith, who raced down there out of St. Joseph. So Carter's actually one of my players, and he was in national points as well this year too. So it's a small world and kind of cool to have Carter on the team who's in the top in national points in Minnesota, and I am myself. And then John Krause, who's my cousin in races too, he's my assistant coach, so he's there every day too. So it's kind of fun to know that I got some hockey players, and they all know that I race, and my parents have them out every year during the year and make a little pasta dinner for them, and then my mom plays bingo with all the guys, and you know what you're going to get when you come to my house when you win bingo. We're giving out t-shirts, 29 apparel, and hats, and so a lot of my guys are always wearing 29 stuff around the rink. They're probably doing that, and I'm going to give them a little extra playing time when they're wearing my apparel. But it's kind of fun, and everybody's kind of getting into it. So it's good to know that you got a lot of support behind you.
Your family has been racing at Viking Speedway since 1979. Do you think there will be a racer taking over the family affair after you decide to hang it up?
That's a good question. We should probably call my wife and ask her on that one. But the reason why John kind of got into racing, I coached him when he played hockey. He was my captain. I was the head coach of the North Iowa Outlaws down in Mason City, and John was my captain. Then he went on to Bethel for 4 years. And once he kind of got out of school and settled down, and he was the one that got the itch to go talk to Uncle Larry to see if he could drive his Chevelle. And, of course, my dad came and asked me, which I'm like, Dad, it's your Chevelle. That's the car that's got all the history. And got that going and got him in the pure stocks. And like I said, now the car he drives, I own. That's my other super stock. So he drives that. And we'll have to see how it goes. My son's not really into racing very much. He is still only 9 years old, and he plays hockey and starting to do a few things. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if he's going to want to keep racing or anything like that. My daughter's showing more interest in racing, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. I think John will keep racing here for a while. But, you know, I'd like to keep that tradition going of having a third-generation driver out there, my son. But we'll have to see. I think that's a long ways on our minds with my wife and myself. But it'd be nice to see, especially I race after my dad, and, you know, maybe get my son Jackson in the car. It'd be cool, but hard to tell if that's going to happen as of right now.
Are there any racing goals you want to achieve yet in your career?
You know, we've slowly been knocking them off. We kind of do it year by year now. I mean, I think one huge goal would be to win a Superstock National Championship. I wouldn't say it'd be a stretch, but I think we can definitely do it, especially with the way we ended the year. And now with the backing that I have with sponsorships, and all of a sudden, you know, my dad's retired now, so he's able to work on cars more and with the crew I have. I haven't never really said, hey, I want to go up and win a national champion. We just kind of race. And we did have a goal this year. I wanted to win all three track championships at Viking Speedway, KRA, and Fiesta. And obviously that didn't happen. I was leading all three at one time and a couple DNFs, and that didn't happen. So it's tough to do. It's tough to win track championships these days. But I think, you know, to keep plugging away and maybe set a goal and be in the top three in national points, or, you know, maybe eventually win one here. So, but it's pretty much just go race every year and try to set some goals. And I always want to win the track championship at Viking Speedway every year. That's always the goal of ours. But maybe to keep moving up the ranks and maybe get a little closer to a Superstock National Championship.
Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show, and keep flying that number 29 for a long time to come.
Sounds great, and thanks for having me, and appreciate all the kind words, and can't wait for the 2020 season and then get after it again in the Superstock.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a great day when I'm at Byers Racing Engines in Rochester, Minnesota. And Corey, the racing season around the area is just about over. Some guys have wrapped it up for the season. If they are happy with their current power plant, what are some of the tips when they are taking the valve covers off or draining the oil to look for so they're ready to go in the spring?
Just your simple checkups. It doesn't hurt to run your valves one last time just to make sure you don't have a flat lobe, just to see if you gained a lot of lash or anything like that. And then take some time and back all your valves off, especially if you're not changing springs. Back all the pressures off. Spray the cylinder some kind of fogging oil or something like that. Put a decent, put in fresh oil in it. Get all the moisture, especially if you're on alcohol. Get all the moisture out of your engine. Kind of button it up a little bit.
If they are not happy with their current power plant, maybe it's not producing the horsepower that they had before, or it has never performed up to their expectations. You can help them out with that problem, can't you?
That is the easiest question of the day. You just give me a call and we will hook you up. Been doing it for years and hopefully keep doing it for years to come.
I do have a question I've always wanted to ask you, and I know when I'm watching certain cars at certain tracks, I'll see them and three quarters of the way into the feature, I know two things. Either they miss the setup,
because the other cars are starting to pass them and they're not as fast as at the beginning, or their motor's starting to lay down because it's getting hot and after you put a bunch of laps on it, it's just not performing. If it's problem number two and the motor's starting to lay down, what are some of the cures that you can help make that motor run through the feature like it should?
Well, the main thing is just fine-tune everything. We put a really good surface finish on our cylinder walls. If you get one that's got a rough finish, or you know, a hone operator doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't have the equipment to do it, leave it rough, and the longer you run it, burning off the oil, right in the walls, building up some heat. You can dyno it, adjust your tune, work with you. Some guys that build up heat during the race just because their tune is off, and a little bit of timing, a little bit of jet can straighten that out, make it through way easier, and have your competitive car the same as the front, same as the finish.
Once you have an engine built to do the job you want it to do, there are other factors that can affect that engine. Not enough air, not enough fuel, even the correct oil can make a big difference in your motor.
Oh yeah, oil has become a big topic probably the last 8-10 years. It's been with flat tappet cams, it's been a big problem. And now every year there seems to be a new oil company coming out, a new formula. And it used to be you could run, go head down to Walmart, whatever, pick up oil, whatever you want, and you could race with the $10 oil change. And now it just does not work that way. The oil does not pull heat off. We found certain oils make a little bit more power. All your parts last longer with a good quality, dedicated racing oil.
I look at all the experience between you and Jim. You have built winning racing engines for legends like Leroy Sharkey, Mert Williams, Nick Herrick, Super Stock, and also Jason Cummins Modified. The more experience you guys have, the better product you're putting out there.
Yeah, it does help. And I think there's guys out there that's only thing they do is race engines and stuff, but we do a lot of high-performance street stuff and regularly over-the-counter streetcar stuff, daily driver stuff, all that stuff. You learn something every time you do something. So a lot of the dirt track stuff is old carburetor technology, but eventually, like anything, it's got to move forward. So we feel like the more we do anything, you always pick up a little bit of information and can put it backwards towards your racing program.
And talking about street stuff, just walking in a door, you're working on an interesting project.
Yeah, we got a 20-something or other Samson tractor motor that we have to fit custom pistons for it. And it's got like a babbitted, basically a lead mix bearing, not inserts. So we have to machine all of them out to fit the crank. Yeah, we get different stuff all the time. I think we got that. Right now we got a 324 Oldsmobile out of a 56 Olds up to a 2015 2-liter Scion motor or something like that. So yeah, we just bounce around with quite a bit of interesting stuff.
If you have that vintage tractor engine, you have that vintage car that you're going to put in storage and you want that motor to perform in the spring, now would be the time to bring it.
Yes, yep. Bring it, get it freshened up, new gasket seals if it's leaking, you know, anything like that. Just get it all dialed back up. If it doesn't need it, just the vintage stuff. We sell some products that's way better than the old stable and stuff like that for your, especially this new E85 fuel and special hot rod oils and stuff like that that work way better in the vintage car. So yeah, we can hook you up.
Now would be the time to get a hold of Byers Racing Engines and try something different if you're not happy with your current program, right?
Right. Why not? I guess we've been doing it for, Jim's been in business for 45 years, I believe that's what it was. I've been doing it for about 25 or so. Numbers, you lose them after a while, but won a lot of stuff. We work hard for you to make your stuff better and concentrate on what works for you, not what works for anybody else. We try to make everything more specific to what you want in your budget, not some bazillionaire out there, your budget, what you want.
Corey, what is the best way to contact you and Jim here at Byers Racing Engines in Rochester?
Through our website, byersengine.com, or 507-282-5586.
I just love walking in this place.
Thanks a lot, Clean. Have a good rest of the year.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. fact, Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Why does World of Outlaws sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by sprint car driver Bill Rose. And Bill, we're at Eldora Speedway for the Four Crown Nationals, and last night we were watching qualifying for the Silver Crown sprint cars. Those things are beasts. What does Eldora Speedway mean to you as a sprint car driver?
Well, Eldora is just, the history of Eldora is just huge. I mean, especially the Four Crown, it's been going on forever, and to come over here and build a win in A Main and stuff over here would be huge. You know, and everybody that's, I mean, your Foyts and, you know, all the big names have all been here. You know, now Tony owns it too. It, you know, it helps out, you know, with the big names and stuff like that. But it's just, the history of this place is just cool.
Last night when we were in the stands, they said it's the largest Silver Crown car count in over a decade. In 11 years, there's 27 cars on hand. And personally, I've only seen Silver Crown on asphalt at Iowa Speedway, so I had goosebumps the whole time you were qualifying. What is it like backing it into the turns here?
Oh, it's cool to run here. I mean, it's fast. You know, last night the track, you know, we had a rain delay, so the track was real fast, and actually had a couple bumps stuff, but it was still a lot of fun. And running them Silver Crown cars around here, they're just big old boats, but they're really fun to run. You know, tonight we'll be in the sprint car stuff, qualifying to run everything, you know, to get into the A mains there, but the Silver Crown stuff, just the history of it, it's really cool.
Now, fans will know Bill Rose from running with the World of Outlaws. You were out on the road with them for a while. And also with the IRA, you had great success with the IRA. You've been having some fun out there in the wing cars, too.
Oh, yeah, I love running the wing stuff. And actually, we're going to run a lot more of it next year. Just had some issues and stuff. I've been, you know, staying closer to home the last couple of years. So, but next year, we're going to get out and do some more traveling and get back doing some wing stuff. But I'm still going to run the non-wing, the Silver Crown stuff also.
And tonight, for night two of the Four Crown Nationals, you're running two cars, the 410 non-wing. I can't imagine kicking that down on this track.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, you're running around here, you know, I mean, it's just really cool because you run here almost flat out and without a wing, and that's huge. You know, with the wing, it just plants around, you run 13 seconds. And without a wing, you're running 15 seconds. But still, you know, it's still a lot of fun to get down here, and the speeds are really unbelievable.
Last night, as soon as I seen your Silver Crown number 66, I was texting my buddy because you and Johnny Parsons III used to have some crazy times at the car wash quick lube in Indy back when you were in high school, and he's got some good stories to tell about some of the pranks and stuff that happened.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did a lot of that back when we changed a lot of oil and stuff up there. But, yeah, for sure, got a lot of history with him. And actually, his dad drove one of my cars here quite a few years ago. But, yeah, ended up during the Four Crown.
Well, it was great to bump into you, Bill, and I know we will be cheering for you tonight. So hammer down and have fun.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Napa Know How.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Rhino Ag. And Josh, we want to talk about these two new pieces of equipment, the TR-208 and the TR-308.
Yeah, it was a neat little project to see take place over the last couple of years and finally be able to release it to the public. And I would say the most unique factor in the design and the ability of these new units is that in the past, we've always tried to build what a customer wants and what a customer needs. And through customers purchasing and giving us great feedback, we learned that we have technology across our flex wing models and all of that that we can build into these new multi-spindles. And that's probably what customers are going to notice first, is that we've taken all of the things that work, all of the history that we've gained from all the different products we've built, and come out with two new amazing multi-spindles that are just out there, and they are going to be a beast of a machine for users to have on the farm.
And that's really interesting, Josh, because we just recently talked about that, going out to these shows and having farmers and customers come in and talk to you about their current pieces of equipment, looking at the new equipment and talking about what is successful, what works for them, and you took those ideas and that input and made a new model.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows nothing's getting any cheaper, and it's becoming more and more expensive not only to manufacture but find the right piece of equipment to buy. And we sit down and said, what do we have that works? What do we have that everybody's excited about from our flex wing models or others across there? And what can we do to use that technology and those parts and pieces and build some of the best multi-spindles on the market, and that's exactly what you see in this new Turbo series.
And you are very efficient about getting some great product videos out there. I'm sure they can go and watch these multi-spindles.
Yep, as always, they can find us at rhinoag.com. That's R-H-I-N-O-A-G.com. And there's a link on there to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and we are steadily grabbing more and more content to put on there for viewers that can't necessarily go see this firsthand but want to see something about a rhino product before they go put their hands on it.
Josh, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
We appreciate it. Have a good weekend, Clay.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 506- 7451-3448.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Friday night, they were able to get one night of racing in at Ogilvie Raceway on October 4th in the A-Mod 30-lap A-Main. Shane Sabraski over Dan Ebert, followed by Jody Belfi. In the 25-lap B-Mod A-Main, Shane Sabraski, followed by Jason Vandekamp and Eric Lamb. In the Mod 4s, Justin Will over Justin Pagones and Robert Holtquist. In the Dirt Late Models, Pat Doerr over Dan Ebert and Jeff Wildung. In the Hornet A-Main, it was Nate Cervati over Kyle Chikinski. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Eric Riley. And in the Superstock A-Main, Dave Moss over Dexton Cook. The World Outlaw Sprint Car Points race is heating up towards the end of the season with Brad Sweet leading Donnie Schatz by only 14 points. And in the Lucas Oil Late Model Series, Jonathan Davenport over Tim McCready by 445 points, with only a few more races to go.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This is Brad Schnipp, driver of the Moon Eyes Outlaw hobby car at Arlington Raceway. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.